As we continue discussing the halacha of Maaseh Shabbos, the Mishnah Brura in Sifkaton Beis here in Siman Shin Yud Ches discusses a situation where somebody did something in Shabbos which is the subject of a machloikis. So the Mishnah Brura takes the following approach. He says that the entire Isser of having Hanoah from Maaseh Shabbos is only a knas to avoid that people should not be Michal Shabbos. And therefore, we could apply the concept of Sveka Derabbanan Lekula. He quotes a Prima Godem, and he quotes a Magen Avraham that pask in that way. However, I saw that the Paiskim are not that satisfied with the Psak of the Mishnah Berurah. And he says, the Paiskim say it really depends on many different factors to determine. One is we have to know if we're dealing with a shaila of what was done as an issa d'raisa, what is an issa d'rabbanan. And moreover, in a situation where there are people that said that hold that what was done is mutter, do they mean that it's mutter l'chatchila or it's mutter b'diyevet? Also, another factor that has to be taken into consideration is if there are element of kavod Shabbos and oneg Shabbos in determining what was done or not. What about if it was a malacha d'rabbanan that was done? So the Mishnah Berurah and Sifkot and Gimel paskins v'mihi malacha d'rabbanan, if what was done by this person on Shabbos is a malacha d'rabbanan, ayin v'bi agro sheherech lo ichiach, the bi agro proves the kulam os oisa b'shoigig, if it was done b'shoigig, where the Bi'er Locha has a discussion that not only maybe b'shoigig could we be lenient, but even by mezid we can maybe be lenient, that even though at the beginning of the shiur we quoted the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, which we said that the Shulchan Aruch paskins like Rabbi Yehuda, that it was done b'mezid, we can. The person who did it can never have Hanoah. Here, maybe since it's only the Rabbanon, we could be a little more makel that even the person who did it can have Hanoah after Shabbos. What about if the melacha was done? It's a melacha d'oraisa, but it was done with a shinui kolach yad. That is considered a Rabbanon. It's interesting that the Paiskim point out that if we're going to take a lenient approach regarding Maaseh Shabbos on a Malacha d'Rabbanan, so then perhaps we should be lenient on Shiva Chazara, on food that was put on the oven or taken off the oven if it's already all cooked on Shabbos, because those are only Issur d'Rabbanan. Yet certainly we've been learning to be machmer. So the Paiskim say that even the opinions who are lenient on Maaseh Shabbos by Malacha d'Rabbanan agree that by Shia v'Chazara we need to be machmer. Now there's another question. As we learned in the Gemara, as we discussed in our previous shiur, there are many distinctions in halacha between the person who did the malacha or the person or others who didn't do the malacha. What's the halacha if I didn't do the malacha, but the malacha was done on my behalf? So the Paiskim take an approach, the Magen Avraham wants to say this, that the person or persons on behalf of whom the malacha was done have the same halacha as the person who actually did the malacha. And certainly, the Paiskim say, family members of the person who did the malacha. So you have two factors here. One factor is that it was done on their behalf. And moreover, they are part of his family who he always cooks for. Then we have to be machmer. Certainly, in a situation where somebody asks somebody else to do melacha on his behalf, we have to be very, very machmer and consider it as if they did it themselves. And in fact, the question that comes up, and there's a tshuva in the Ksav Sofer, Or Chaim Simen Nun. He says, Hetam Magen Avraham L'mish Nezvashel B'shviloi. The halacha that we're more lenient if the person didn't do the malacha himself, who dafka, says the Ksav Sofer, B'mish Nezvashel B'mikra B'shvilacher. If it only happened that he happened to cook for someone else, the Gamshul Data V'Ritzoinot, even though the person who this item was cooked for is satisfied, we don't need to necessarily be concerned. Shem yitzav l'acher. Aval pundik. Let's say you'll have a restaurant, a hotel. Hamashul b'kviyas b'day Shabbos b'Shabbat l'cherim. That is the purpose of a hotel or restaurant, to cook for others. V'zeh panasosoy. And that's the business here, that they cook for guests that come to pay. B'vaday, says the Ksav Sofer, B'vaday konsul eilush nizbash v'shviloi, in that situation, the guest have the same halacha as the person who cooked himself. Hagam shevizilza lo yechtu milavshaya, even though that won't stop them from doing the wrong thing. Ono en lanu el knas chachamim. We have to do what Chazal tells us. Vafilu achem shloim nizbash l'datim ritzoinim. Vafilu eilu shloim nizbash b'shvilim kal. Even the guests that don't want it to be cooked for them, or guests that arrived that he didn't know would be there. You're not allowed to eat from a place that makes business from cooking that food that was cooked on Shabbos. And then he goes into a new point. And that is the point that besides the question, are these guests considered like acherim, or are these guests considered like the mevashel himself, there's another factor to take in consideration. And that's the consideration of Mesayei L'Davar Veira L'Fnei Iva L'Ositein Mirshal. And in fact, there's a tshuva from the Stipler. The Stipler discusses that there was apparently a factory in Israel that produced cement on Shabbos. And the question was, are people allowed to buy that cement? Says the Stipler, not only should you not buy that cement that was manufactured on Shabbos, but even the cement that's manufactured during the week should not be bought from that factory. For he explains, if everybody is going to stop buying from this factory, so his orders will go down. If his orders will go down, then he won't need to produce on Shabbos. So by you buying from that factory, what you're doing is you're making that, since he has so many orders that he needs to fill and he can't fill them just by manufacturing during the week, so he has to keep his factory open on Shabbos. So you're being over, says the Stipler, lifnei iver midaraisa. He quotes a Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish says there's a Gemara Masechta Maakotin Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph that somebody who hits his son is over lifnei iver loisitei mirshal. Why? Because by hitting your son loses respect for his parents, and by losing respect for their parents, he's going to be over kibur over aim. So it comes out that the person who hit his son is being over lifnei iver. However, the Paiskim say, if it's a situation that even if I won't buy from that factory, the factory will continue operating on Shabbos no matter what, the store will be open on Shabbos no matter what, there there is no issue ilifnei iver. The Paiskim also want to draw a distinction between a Maisa Shabbos where, like Bishul, that's the case of Al Gemara, that's where the dinim of Maisa Shabbos apply, versus a Maisa Shabbos where nothing changed. The Chaya Adam wants to say, for example, if somebody carried something out on Shabbos from a Shusayachat to Shusarabim, that won't fall into the category of Maisi Shabbos that's discussed in our shir, because the actual object that's under discussion did not change by you carrying it out. The Micha Shloima from Shlomo Zalman Orbach wants to make the following difference. If it's an item that I could have used where it was in its original spot, and I carried it out, so I have two reasons to be lenient. Number one, nothing actually changed in the actual item. And besides that nothing actually changed in the actual item, I could have used the item where it was originally. So therefore, says Rav Shlomo Zalman, that's not considered a Maisa Shabbos. But if this object, even though nothing inherently changed in the actual object, but if not for this Isser, I could have never used it. I had this object in one place. In this place, it had no use. It only has use because I carried it to another spot. So even though the carrying to another spot did not change the actual object, but still it made it useful, then, says Rav Shlomo Zalman, that would be considered in the category of Maisa Shabbos.